The Story of My Life by Helen Keller. This book is read by Frances Cassidy. This recording of the full-length reading of The Story of My Life was produced in 1994 by Joss Recordings, which holds the copyright there too. Neither this recording nor any part thereof may be reproduced or used for any purpose without prior written authority from Joss Recordings. Before she was 2 years old, a serious illness destroyed Helen Keller's sight and hearing. At 7, alone and withdrawn, she was rescued by Anne Sullivan, her teacher and friend. By the time she was 16, Helen could speak well enough to attend preparatory school. Later she went to Radcliffe, from which she graduated with honors in 1904. Enthusiastic and untiring, Helen Keller's life is deservedly inspirational and stands before all of us as an example of what we can accomplish, given fortitude and purpose. To Alexander Graham Bell, who has taught the deaf to speak and enabled the listening ear to hear speech from the Atlantic to the Rockies, I dedicate This Story of My Life. Chapter 1. It is with a kind of fear that I begin to write the history of my life. I have, as it were, a superstitious hesitation in lifting the veil that clings about my childhood like a golden mist. The task of writing an autobiography is a difficult one. When I try to classify my earliest impressions, I find that fact and fancy look alike across the years that link the past with the present. The woman paints the child's experiences in her own fantasy. A few impressions stand out vividly from the first years of my life. But the shadows of the prison house are on the rest. Besides, many of the joys and sorrows of childhood have lost their poignancy, and many incidents of vital importance.